8:55 Eastern Daylight Time. And Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
The Battle of Flanders, probably the bloodiest in history for its duration, still goes on. But the British say that large numbers of Allied troops, including Belgians, have already managed to get across the Channel to England. Some British troops appear to have been transferred to the Somme front in France. The Germans claim the British Expeditionary Force is in complete dissolution and that the whole coastal system will, whole coastal situation will be cleaned up by the end of the week. But both London and Paris insist that the lines are being held on the Yser River and farther south. Two French divisions which had been trapped in Lille fought their way clear through to the coast today, a march of 40 miles. But the Germans claim that they have captured General Priou, commander of the army to which this force belongs, and that the remainder of the army southeast of Lille is hopelessly cut off. Dunkirk is still held by the British Marines and covered by the guns of the Navy, but German air raids have evidently pretty well wrecked its docks, for it appears from British as well as German sources that some troops, at least, are being taken off from the open beach. The Germans say that yesterday a fleet of 60 warships and transports, which was lying offshore between Dunkirk and Newport, was attacked by their air force, and that three warships and 16 transports were sunk, while most of the other vessels in the fleet were damaged. The British admit the loss of three destroyers and one transport, but laugh at the other German claims. And while the German High Command has an excellent record of accuracy in its report on land operations, it has proved much less trustworthy in its announcement as to ships damaged by air bombs. That the Germans have concentrated for this operation the biggest air force ever in action is admitted in Berlin. And the French say German losses have been so heavy that new planes are being flown straight from the factory to the front. If this is true, however, either the size of the German air force has been much overestimated, or large numbers of planes are being held in reserve for other operations. That the next operation, assuming that the Germans do clean up the Allied army in Flanders, will be an attack on England, no longer seems quite so certain as a few days ago. In contrast with the kind words German leaders were saying about France till very lately in the hope of splitting the Allies, the German radio said this morning that Germany's patience is at an end and France will have to feel punishment till it has lost all desire for further assaults on Germany. Accusations of ill-treatment of prisoners, rather fantastic in their details, are being made against both the French and British, and the Allies think this may be laying the ground for action against prisoners now in German hands. Italian entrance into the war is now expected by Rome correspondents in a week or so, and it is reported in Rome that Spain may come in, too, with an attack on Gibraltar. Russia continues obscure negotiations with the Baltic states, which are apparently designed to improve its defensive position. In Washington, the new Civilian Defense Council held its first meeting, and its production men, Stettinius and Knudsen, went to Washington offices this afternoon and started to work. The president will deliver another message to Congress tomorrow asking further appropriations, which will probably run over $1 billion, for tanks, airplanes, anti-aircraft defense, and so forth, and also to finance a plan for a training program for mechanics and technicians to serve the air and land forces behind the line. This will be technical, not military training, and will be offered through the National Youth Administration and the CCC. Two of the largest manufacturers of airplane engines today agreed to assign license rights to the government for 3 years so that engines can be produced in greater quantity, and the British government agreed to permit the building of Rolls-Royce airplane engines in this country. The president said that an effort would be made to standardize critical items in the aircraft field for mass production. Tonight ends the third week of an operation which Nazi leaders have described as not merely a campaign, not even a war, but a world revolution. This is not an overstatement, no matter how the war comes out. If the Germans win, the British, French, Dutch, and Belgian empires, as well as all Western Europe, will be thrown into liquidation. Even if the Allies win, the Europe that existed before May 10th has been thrown so completely out of balance that it is doubtful whether that balance can ever be restored. Western Europe has suffered enormous material damage, enormous human losses. Its political system has been turned upside down, and the whole background of its thinking has been undermined. And the effects of this blow at the fabric of Europe have been felt in every neutral country from Ireland to Siam. Great or small, every one of them realizes now that its security depends solely on its ability to defend itself, and nobody believes they would feel that way if the Allied lines had held.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.